Desire in the Desert. Hello, this is Chuck Proudfit with the Marketplace Minute. God sometimes uses a desert experience to get our undivided attention. It's a good thing, too, because most of us have a lot of trouble paying attention. We don't need sand and camels to find ourselves in a desert season at work. It could be a time when we find ourselves unemployed or seemingly trapped in a dead-end job. Hosea 2:14 says, "I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her." It alludes to the idea that God can lead any of us into a workplace desert, all so that He can reach us. Don't be afraid of the desert. Just as with Moses, David, Paul, and others, God uses a desert to prepare His people for greater spiritual service. Think of a desert experience as a time of purification, when we release the things of the world that hold us back, and as a time of direction when we realize the things of the heavens that God is holding forth.
The Marketplace Minute is brought to you by At Work on Purpose, a nonprofit work-life ministry on the web at www.atworkonpurpose.org.